Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Okay, if you would have said female boxers in the Philippines, that's exactly what I would have thought of.
I don't know what that says about you or the Philippines.
Kids, a conversation between brothers featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey Chris, what episode is this?
I don't know. This is a great picture, dude.
What?
This is awesome. I think that you should frame this or put it somewhere.
Okay,
I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Send it to me, and I'll describe it.
I think it's great.
Okay. Okay. It's what appears to be an attractive woman in a two-piece bathing suit, or bikini, or maybe lingerie. I don't know. She has she cuts a very striking figure.
She's Asian.
Asian? How can you tell?
Look at her body.
She could just be a very svelte white woman.
Probably not though.
She's out of focus. There's a very tight depth of field on this picture. And she is pointing what appears to be some kind of handgun, a semi-automatic handgun, I would imagine, not like a revolver, but some kind of Glock, a 9 or 10 millimeter, directly at the camera. It's only the end of the gun barrel that is in focus, and the gun barrel is obscuring her face, thus my inability to establish her Asian-ness.
She's Asian.
Is she? Okay. Oh, file name. Asian shoots gun at camera. Yeah. It's episode number 83 of Those Damn Ross Kids. My name is Cole Ross, and you are?
I'm Chris.
And we're here to entertain your asses. We're a comedy podcast that is on the internet. And we tell stories. We're raconteurs, as it were. We're here to help people. What can we help people with today, Chris?
Lots of stuff.
Okay. For example.
Okay. A Florida airboat captain whose hand was bitten off by a 9-foot alligator now faces misdemeanor charges for feeding an animal.
What? Okay.
He was attacked on June 12th as he was giving an Indiana family a tour of the Everglades. The family said that he hung a fish over the side of the boat
and had
his hand at the water surface when the alligator bit the shit off.
Bit that off at the nub.
Wildlife officers tracked down and euthanized the gator, and the man's hand was found but could not be reattached.
Yeah, the digestive juices.
The
juices, Chris.
A case of confirmed juice.
Confirmed juice truths. So...
Title times two. Got it.
Okay, gotcha. No. So why'd they euthanize it? He was just doing what comes natural to gators. They should have given him some kind of gator medal.
The gator was laying on the table, and they said any last words, and he said, Hakuna Matata.
Yep. Sabanya. I don't know. I mean, I could see an argument for, okay, so he had the taste for human flesh. And so he should be put down before he seeks it out again.
And he looked like this.
God. I need to go back through the tags, but I think that Pee-wee's Big Adventure is the movie that we reference the most. don't put the gator down. Don't charge the man with a crime. It was an accident. It was a freak of nature. What? Mm-hmm. It was an act of nature. There's nothing more natural than a gator munching on hands, especially airboat captains. Come on.
Yeah.
Hovercraft. They call them hovercrafts.
Dude, if you don't like my stories, better than anything you've said in this episode.
Well, no, it's not that I don't. Okay. I think the story is worth talking about. I think that it's definitely of value for the program. However, I can express outrage. That's one of our various modes, one of the various ways that we can respond to the things that we bring up on the show, right? Outrage.
I mean, it's not Debbie Shea, but
it's Debbie what?
Debbie Shea.
I don't understand what Debbie Shea is.
Look it up. Debbie Shea mode.
Depeche mode?
Yeah, that one.
Oh. I've never heard it spoken out loud before.
I haven't. Have you?
Depeche. God damn it.
I have no example for how to say that in my mind's eye.
Oh, okay. Well, since we're talking about ridiculous people, why don't we talk about a man in Evansville, Indiana, who was confronted by police in a library parking lot for yelling at passersby in a threatening manner. The man grew increasingly agitated as police tried to approach him after police threatened to tase him in order to get the threat to the public subdued. He responded, "I cannot be tased because I am the king of China." He was then taken in without being tased while he continued to threaten the police even as he was taken to the emergency room, apparently for being the king of China.
Oh, God. People and their beliefs.
You can say it all you want. Don't make it true.
This is very true.
I'm the king of podcasting. Doesn't make it true.
Just because you tase the king of China.
the king of China.
You are the king of China.
That's actually how they establish succession. You couldn't become the king of China unless you tased the previous king of China. And then they threw him down in Oubliette, where he was forgotten, and then the next person did it. The average reign was about 1 week. Facts. I'm the king of China, Chris.
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Oh, well. Hey, Chris, do you have a story?
Yeah, I'm serious. I couldn't hear anything you were saying.
That's fine.
Damn right it is. San Francisco transportation officials said workers repairing an escalator had to call in a hazardous materials team to remove human excrement.
Oh, no.
Bay Area Rapid Transport BART officials said a crew pulled apart a broken escalator at the Civic Center station and discovered such a high volume of human fecal matter that they had to bring in the hazmat team to remove it. Officials said human excrement is a frequent cause of malfunction for BART escalators, as homeless people will often use them for sleeping or for relieving themselves once the station closes.
How do you sleep on an escalator?
A BART spokesperson says, "Nobody wants to be walking in urine and feces. I know that. But if we don't see it or the person doesn't admit to it, they can just say it was someone else."
Excuse me, sir.
Certain crimes you don't see, you can't enforce.
Excuse me, sir. I pissed on the escalator. Excuse me, sir. I took a dump on the escalator.
I didn't mean to.
But it has happened. I had no other option.
My bed. Why would I do that to my bed?
That's my bed. Why would I shit on my bed? I shit the bed. There are tourists everywhere. This is so embarrassing for me. There are no restrooms available to me. They closed all the libraries. No, it's classic cause and effect. When private businesses close their public restrooms, and when there are no restrooms available to people, people are going to shit everywhere. No matter what.
Oh, God.
Wherever they want.
I'll never forget that.
What?
I was telling that story today about when you and I got all liquored up when you were living in Brooklyn.
Trying to get to that McDonald's.
Trying to get to somewhere that wasn't scary.
See, because we heard about this place that had like great what?
We
macaroni
got scared
and cheese?
Out of little Santo Domingo. little Vega.
Yeah,
teeny Dominican.
When I was living in Brooklyn, I was in Crown Heights.
So we got up by the road where the subway station was.
Yeah,
and then there was a McDonald's. We went in the McDonald's and there was like just soups, black people hooping and hollering and just acting nuts.
You're remembering this differently than
what?
You're remembering this differently than I am.
And I asked the girl if I could use a bathroom because I had to piss after that long walk from, especially drinking. And I remember she asked me, are you sure you want to use the bathroom here? And I said, yeah, I have to go. I really should have listened to her.
Well, yeah, it was awful.
It was horrible.
It was so bad. Like, it was so bad, they had to send... they had to send a person around, like they didn't just hand us a key. An employee had to come with us to the restroom door to unlock it for us.
You would have thought that they had escalators in there.
That's how bad it was. It was rough. It was real bad. And I remember this because you know we were walking. I forget what the name of that. It was like Central Parkway or something like that.
Central Promenade de Escalera.
The Escalera, yeah. No. All I remember was I got off at the Jamaica station in Brooklyn on the 3 line. If you remember that, then if you know where that is, yeah. yeah, so that was rough. But it's tough. It's tough in an urban area. There's like no place where you can take a shit if you need to. Even if you're a respectable landowning white male. Like, come on. Like, look at me. Come on.
White guy poop around here. Where's a white guy going to feel comfortable pooping?
What's happened to this society where a white man cannot poop where he wants to?
So many stairs, so few escalators.
So few escalators. If I take a shit on the stairs, Chris, where's it going to go? It's just going to sit there. It's just going to sit there.
Well, they kind of, you know, I mean, if you've seen an escalator, the grooves in the stairs are cleaned by the
brush.
Interlocking grooves of the bottom.
Yeah, by the brush.
So it's constantly poop pushing the poop out.
Yeah. So it's like rolling poop clouds,
basically.
Yeah. No, I gotcha. I almost lost my.
I think you do.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about a craze that's sweeping the nation, escalator shitting,
suicide. I quit.
No. Can I tell you about trampoline parks?
Trampoline parks.
Trampoline parks. Chris, they're all the rage these days.
It's like an Asian kid adopted by a hippies.
Trampoline Parks. My name is Trampoline Parks Stevenson. I'm Vietnamese. I was adopted. Okay. No, they're all the rage these days, with new facilities popping up across the nation at a staggering rate. These parks are large padded rooms with trampoline floors where patrons buy time to frolic and play. However, there's a strong movement against these parks, calling them death traps and accidents waiting to happen. One parent is trying to nurse her son back to health after he was semi-paralyzed after an accident at one, like he lost all of his fine motor skills. And can barely speak. One location of, quote, Sky High Sports in Bellevue, Washington. One location, Chris, is under suit by 8 parents for injuries ranging from broken bones to brain damage. The chain goes so far as to post its injury rate on its website. 2 in 1,000 trampoline users are injured, Chris, while 15 in 1,000 are injured while playing football, and 21 per 1,000 are injured while playing soccer. Okay? Them's rates, okay? Those are rates. You can't argue with those. Purveyors of these parks say that they're safe and that they're, quote, cushier than a corner office at a marshmallow factory. That is an actual quote. The biggest threat to safety is, quote, double jumping, which is performed by timing your jump so that you land right as another person is leaving the mat.
Oh, yeah, they're real bad.
Got to do it, you know, right up near the side so you can launch them off.
No, what does that mean?
You know, you never had a friend with a trampoline when you were a kid?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I was allowed.
No, I had a buddy who lived up on the end of the street. His name was Corey, he had a trampoline, and we would jump on there after we got off the end of the, you know, we got off the bus at the end of the street, and then I would kind of, you know, come home, and the game of the day was, you know, to do flips and things like that, but also to try and launch each other off of it by timing your jumps weird. Fun times.
Fun times.
Fun times. Trampoline parks, Chris. It's all the rage. Can we combine laser tag with trampoline parks?
Well, I think you would probably have more injuries.
Laser tramps.
Laser what?
Laser tramps.
That's not possible.
Chris. I believe in a future with laser tramps.
I believe in a future where what I'm about to say is acceptable. Edinburgh College professor Gavin Bradford was deemed unfit to teach by Scotland's General Teaching Council after allegedly asking a female student to shove a pie down his pants.
Wait a minute. This is very
Excuse
important.
Excuse me, miss.
This is very important for the remainder of this story. He asked a female student to shove a pie down his pants.
His pants. Yes.
His pants.
Nah, I don't want my not, pants not, in your
not,
pie.
Not
I
saying
want that pie in my I, pants.
Not I saying I would like it. To see that pie in your pants.
Yes. He said, with further investigation, the council discovered that the 37-year-old performing arts lecturer at Coatbridge College had a history of inappropriate behavior with female students. While working at a college in Ontario, Scotland, I assume, he was said to have asked more than 20 female college students to smear themselves in ketchup and eggs and pour sour milk into their underwear.
This dude's straight up cray.
Yeah.
He's a crayfish.
He allegedly asked victims, some as young as 12, to participate in these food fetish acts late at night via webcam.
I want to have a lecture with you. Let's have a private one-on-one lecture. Bring plenty of mayonnaise.
One of the students in the performing arts program says that while performance art occasionally includes the smearing of food on the body by oneself, there is absolutely no justification for this kind of lewd violation in the classroom or after hours.
Okay.
Does it, though?
What a man does on his own time, that's his own thing. However, when he does it with students...
And, can a man just have dinner on
and,
her?
And when...
I mean, dinner? I mean,
and when sir... The,
what?
Have her for dinner? Pie. Can't a man have her for dinner? No. What a man does in his own time and when sriracha's involved, you know... I guess what I'm saying is you can't get upset when there's a little bit of inflammation. Come on.
Now, just irritated.
This guy can go straight to hell. Everybody's got their stees, you know?
Ride it.
Ride what?
Ride it. Straight to hell.
Okay. Get on the bus straight to hell.
Oh, man.
I love that that's our response. Well, speaking of performance arts, Chris.
Yes.
Evan cool. Ruggiero is an inspiration to the patients at a local pediatric cancer ward. He goes there and he puts on amazing tap dancing shows. The kicker, Chris? He has only one leg. He lost his leg to bone cancer when he was in college studying musical theater. He has dedicated his life to letting other young cancer patients know that it's possible to survive. That's good, right? So, he dances using his peg leg and a real leg with a tap shoe. The sound is just so different, he says. It's kind of like a really bassy sound, you know, just like as he shifts his weight off of the peg leg, as he like lands back onto it, he does it on the beat, so it sounds like a bass drum, you know. So whereas most tap dancing, it's like these really high timbres. You know, he's got a lot of thump to it because his entire body, you know, body weight is behind it. His inspiration is the famous tap dancer Peg Leg Bates. Look that up. Look up Peg Leg Bates. I dare you to.
I'm looking it up.
Okay. It's good, right? Going out there and giving little cancer kids hope.
He died in 1998.
Did he really? He's not as old-timey as I thought. Somebody named Peg Leg Bates, that he really should be like gone.
He was born in 1907.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
I'm telling people to look it up, and you haven't yourself. Look it up. Fact check me. I don't know if these are facts or not. Seriously, will you help me out?
I'm not going to do that. I did a search on YouTube to make sure that that was a person. And yes, it was a person, and he had one leg, and he was dancing. So this is going to be another segment, though, because related to this, I need to introduce this new segment. Just please let me do it. Can I do it?
Yeah, is it going to be loud?
No, it's not going to be loud. I just need to say this. God damn you, news media. Was that loud?
No, it's fine.
Okay, cool. This is the opening line from the article that I read about this hero, this national treasure. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's a one-legged tap dancer with a lot of Soul, spelled S-O-L-E, who has sidestepped his way around cancer to inspire others. Do you see what they did there, Chris? Sidestepped. Get it?
Is that how you fool cancer?
Get it? But learning to tap dance was no small feat. Now, Chris, you can't get this in the audio, but I will do an abridged version of this.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, no, you got it as soon as I called attention to it. Now, when they say no small feat, you think that they're spelling it like F-E-A-T, like a like an accomplishment, like some kind of huge task, a goal that was achieved. But no, they spelled it F-E-E-T. Not like the not F-E-A-T, like the trait that you take in Dungeons and Dragons. No, this is small feet, F-E-E-T, of which he is not a possessor. He does not possess feet. It is 1 foot. God damn you, news media. Now, I watched the local news presentation of this story. At the top, because I just had to see what this guy was doing. He's okay. As far as tap dancers go, I would say he's like a 6.5, 7 at best. Depends on how I'm feeling that day. But the reporter that they brought in to do it, she's an attractive blonde lady, as most of them are nowadays. And she couldn't get through this introduction. Because most of these news stories that you read from local sites, they're just verbatim from the copy that they read off of the teleprompter. So she read that thing that I read, attempting to keep a straight face, but she couldn't. God damn you, news media! You dropped something into the robot. Let's see here. This is something from Business Insider. Oh, I hope it's some kind of list. Okay, watch John Daly swing a. Swing hit a drive with David Fehrty acting as a human T. Oh, God, I wouldn't trust John Daly to do anything.
You got to watch it. It shows him back in like 1998, drunk off his ass, trying to hit a drive off of a 24-ounce can of malt liquor and just like exploding the can.
Watch it. Okay. All right. Let's see here.
You can lay down and put a T in your mouth.
I wouldn't trust him to do anything near my face.
Flaherty's like a raging alcoholic, so I can imagine that this is a sober adventure.
Isn't it? Let's not do this. Guys, let's not do this. Oh, he nails it. By which I mean his face. John Flaherty has no face now. Oh, wow. Yeah, John Daly. One of my first toots, or when I was back when I first started tweeting, I said, an Arnold Palmer, I guess, is that one of those things? An Arnold Palmer, that's lemonade and iced tea?
No, I think it's called half and half.
Is it? No, well, I mean...
It's lemonade, half... iced tea.
Yeah, it's a delicious summer drink, but it is also named after the golfer Arnold Palmer. And I tweeted, that's what that is. But lemonade and beer, that's a John Daly. And I found out that lemonade and beer is an actual thing. This was before I knew about the shandy, which everybody should know, which is a delicious summer beverage. But it's called a Rattler. In Germany,
and this, oh, it's got me.
You got me.
The
Rattler got me. No, it's an actual thing. That's how they can drink so much at Oktoberfest, because they mix their beer with either lemonade or Sprite.
Gross.
You're a fan of the shandy, right? You're a fandy.
I'm a fandy.
You're a fandy. Okay. Sorry, I just wanted to say fandy. Was that your story or mine?
It was yours.
It was
always yours. Always you.
Always me. Well, you know what that means.
It's my turn. A Western Pennsylvania man remains jailed on charges he harassed and stalked a woman under the mistaken belief that he was once married to her and fathered children with her. The woman's husband tells police that they used to be friends with the man, but that Young was never married to the woman, nor does he have children with her. Police say that the man left cards and gifts on the couple's porch for the woman and their imaginary children.
Little Stevie. He's got his daddy's eyes.
He does. Look at the pictures.
Look at these Photoshopped pictures.
Index cards.
It's
blank index cards.
Those are stick figures.
Looks like you cut that out of black construction paper. That's odd.
Is there any more to the story than that?
Oh, no, that's it. He just thought he had a family, and he didn't.
That is so sad.
Nope, no family for him.
No, you thought you had a family, but you didn't.
You thought you had a family, but you don't.
It's like Total Recall, coming out August 14th, starring Colin Farrell and Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Austin Green.
Bryan Cranston from the hit television show Breaking Bad. And Colin Farrell from Phone Booth. And Training Day.
From the spinoff, Where's Malcolm Now?
Malcolm's got cerebral palsy and loves breakfast.
So that's a new show on TLC. Malcolm speculates in real estate.
Malcolm crashes his Lotus.
While having lunch and giving hand jobs to weird people.
Oh, man.
Stars of piercing and tattoo shops.
So, speaking
of... Eat dessert. You know what? In his car.
So many people in this world, they skip breakfast, but do you know what? More people, they skip dessert.
If I eat dessert, I want dessert. I don't want the meal.
Right. No. But the problem is the waitress asks you, hey, do you want dessert? And what they're saying to you is, hey, do you want to increase the profit margin? Because they'll sell you a slice of, they'll sell you a brownie. You know, something, you know, where they'll charge you $6 for, you know, 1/12 of this thing they paid $2 for, you know, so that's what dessert is categorized as in this country, which is something that you eat after your onion poppers and your steak bombs. But, you know, dessert, it can be a nice light sorbet. It can be some berries and yogurt. It could even be some kind of pastry, no matter what. But, you know, there are plenty of people who, after their meal, like barbarians, don't eat anything to cleanse their palate.
Really? They just eat blood.
I know. I can't believe it. They bite their tongues off, and they swallow the blood for sustenance. That's crazy. Can I tell you about another crazy criminal?
Please.
Since it's wacky crime news. On the show, apparently. Tiffany R. Hurd was arrested while trying to break into a Hamilton, Ohio jail this past Sunday, or as of this broadcast, the Sunday before previous. Sorry, our timing is a little bit weird. Officers responded to a suspicious individual who was attempting to climb over the barbed wire fence leading into the prison. When asked what she was doing, Hurd said, "I want to be arrested." Officials urged her to leave the property multiple times before ultimately acquiescing to her requests, charging her with disorderly conduct. So let me get this straight. If I do something stupid, if I do something illegal...
Prefer to say when.
when I make my last stand... All I have to do is say, nah, dog, I'm just trying to get arrested. And just by dint of the law, by dint of the fact that I like to say the word dint a lot, just because of principle, they're going to say, nope, we can't give you what you want. So we're going to set you free. She was climbing over a barbed wire fence.
Why not?
She wanted it. Give it to her.
Give it to her.
Do it.
Give her that fence.
Give her that barbed wire fence.
Oh, wow.
That's right around here, Hamilton, Ohio. That's like north of here, like about like 15 minutes.
True story. It is now 11:01 p.m.
Ding dong. Do you have a final story, or are we doing this?
Sure, I can.
Okay, do it.
Why not? I'm sure you'll rant about this for a few hours. A drug user was left to overdose in front of children for 20 minutes at a McDonald's. Despite outraged parents pleading with staff to call emergency services. This is in Australia, by the way.
Okay. So it was speed.
The man wanders into the McDonald's, has himself a seat, and then proceeds to tie off and shoot up next to the Playland. one parent told a staff member it was happening, and she said, sorry, the manager isn't in at the moment.
Okay.
They said the guy was just sitting there and started nodding off while sitting in the corner.
Is there any other place where people do
nod
off?
Closed the main dining area during the ordeal, meaning families had to sit near the dying drug user in the crowded ground section.
We're not going to close the play place. We're going to close the dining room.
We're cleaning. This is going to be a mess. Let's just keep the mess down here.
Let's just keep the mess out here.
Let's keep that down
please,
here.
Take your nuggets outside. Okay, so what made you think this was going to make me rant? I mean, yeah, it's terrible that this guy, you know, died in front of those children. But, you know, they're going to have to learn about the harsh realities of life eventually, right? I guarantee you that those kids will grow up to be less likely to do drugs in the future. That is better than any DARE program.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what happened when someone when you accepted DARE. You die in McDonald's.
Dare to die.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
So, Chris, what can they do?
You can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids. Is that still the way that it is now?
As of this publishing, I'm not sure, but okay. Either way,
but it'll take you there. Anyway.
It'll take you there.
That is the place where you can stream the show directly from the website. See the talking points. You can give a little feedback there if you'd like. You can obviously access the show via iTunes, where you can leave a review and maybe even a rating. You have the option. It is your choice to give us a call at 419-528-TDRK. Leave a voicemail, and we can do various things with that. What else can we do? You can use the link through duckfeed.tv to get you to Amazon to be able to make normal purchases, and you will not be charged any extra. However, because you went through our website, or the website as far as the network goes, they're going to give us a little bit of money based on the purchases that you would normally make. So it's sort of just like a door that you go in, and we get money, and you pay normal price. So yeah. Thank you.
And we keep making shows.
Is there anything else that they can do, Cole?
Nope, you hit it.
Good enough.
Good night.
Night.